YT-4927-27Z was one of the last ships to go. Sold to an enterprising pair of freelance traders named Cal and Dova Brigger. Siblings, the Briggers renamed the ship Hardwired, and for a brief period took over where CI had left off, moving whatever freight they could find between Corellia and other worlds. By Bammy's calculation, all their profits must have gone into upgrading the ship's hyperdrive, which had made for easier travel to Corellia's neighboring systems and eventually to the core. The freight they carried began to change as well, from consumer goods to light arms, munitions, and similar contraband. According to Holonet entries, the Briggers' illicit dealings brought them to the attention of the Smugglers' Confederacy of the Kalaran system, and ultimately to the attention of the organization's leader, Nirama, who loaned the siblings enough credits to have the YT further upgraded in exchange for their pledge to refrain from doing business with slavers. When after only a standard year the siblings reneged on the deal, Nirama put a price on their heads. Half the reward was collected by a celebrated bounty hunter who captured Dova and returned her to Nirama, who in turn had her executed. Dova's surviving brother, Cal, renamed the YT Wayward Son, changed the registry to Fondor, and lit out for Thyfera, hoping to find work for Ayako's Stark's commercial combine. A former smuggler himself, Stark headed up a group of pirates, bounty hunters, and assassins working the Rima trade route, but he'd allowed his ambitions to get the better of him, and found himself in the midst of an armed conflict with the Republic over stolen shipments of Bacta. Cal suffered an even worse fate for involving himself with Stark, having been eaten alive in an abandoned spice mine on Troiken by carnivorous insects loosed after an attack by Republic forces. 15 or so years after the crisis on Troiken, the YT had become the property of the Republic Group, about which the Holonet had very little to say. Though the organization was linked in Byzantine ways to holding companies on a host of important worlds, including Coruscant, Alderaan, and Corellia. Once more, the registry had been changed to Raltir, and the ship had been renamed Stellar Envoy. The flight recorder detailed frequent trips to far-flung worlds like Anshin and Yinchor, and the Superflow 4 recorded upgrades to the freighter's communications suite and hyperdrive. For a short time, the ship may even have been piloted by a Jedi Master named Plo Koon. Pure speculation on Bammy's part, based on a holo image he had uncovered completely by chance. Taken shortly after the debacle on Troiken, the holo image showed Jedi Knights Plo Koon, Qui-Gon Jinn, and Adai Gallia standing in front of a YT-1300 that might have been the one Cal Brigger had flown. The pilot who had flown the Stellar Envoy for the Republic groups was a human named Tob Jadak. It was close to sunrise when Bammy had come across the entry, but the discovery had given him a second wind. He knew the name, and a Holonet search confirmed his hazy recollection of the fact that half of Nar Shada's gamblers had lost money on Tob Jadak as a result of losing a swoop race he'd been favored 20-1 to win. Rumors abounded that the Hutts had forced him to throw the race, but also that Jadak, through intermediaries, had bet heavily on himself to lose. Whatever the truth, Jadak's ignominy hadn't prevented the Republic group from hiring him to pilot their ship. The flight recorder indicated that Jadak and his co-pilot had jumped the YT from Coruscant, where she had almost certainly been damaged during the battle there, only to collide with the Jandirian Valley 3 as the mammoth ship was departing Nar Shada. Only a kid at the time, Bammy wasn't one of those who had lost credits by wagering on Jadak. Still, death by collision seemed a cruel fate for a guy who had once been a prize-winning swoop racer and pilot. Then again, the universe rarely played fair with winners or losers.